Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
.435 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday evening. All right, I guess we, All right, we got to reschedule Ambassador Friedman. That's all right. Jeremy's going to take care of that. We got a lot of stuff that you and I are dealing with this afternoon. Thanks again to Eric Trump for dropping by. Some really great insight and observations there. When you think about who's running for president, why they're running for president, Donald Trump doesn't need to be president. I mean, that's the whole point of this, right? He doesn't need it. And there's never been anybody like him before who said, well, I got more money than I'll ever spend. My kids are all set. My grandkids are set. I can spend the rest of my days traveling from one luxury golf course to another one, playing golf every day. I'm going to throw all that away, and I'm going to go try and lead this nation away from the cliff. Oh, and by the way, I will be the first ever president in the history of the United States of America whose personal wealth goes down as a result of being president. You'd better not forget that. Every other president, every single one, has seen their net personal wealth increase exponentially as a result of having been the president of the United States. Donald Trump has seen his personal net wealth decrease. And he's back saying, hey, let me get four more years so that we can fix what's been broken. Wow. Wow. I mean, it's amazing to me. Let me share with you a little bit more of our not ready for primetime vice president, who sure as heck is not ready for primetime as president. But now here's a weird thing. Joe Biden said that for the last 4 years, he has delegated everything to Kamala Harris. That all of this disaster that we've seen in the United States is all her fault. She did this. Last week, you've got Jill Biden leading a staff meeting, a cabinet meeting. Joe Biden's been eating freaking ice cream and sitting on the beach for 4 years. He has been the presidential meat puppet, and those people have abused him, as far as I'm concerned, and they've lied to us about his condition. This is not somebody who's been with the team for a while. But anyway, Kamala Harris was on MSNBC. No, well, you know what? Hang on a second. Let me just do this. Hold on. No, I like to take a sip of coffee before anything from MSNBC airs, because a lot of times you're just going to spit it out anyway. So take yourself a sip of coffee or whatever it is that you're drinking, your beverage of choice at the moment. If you're driving, you may want to pull over. This is MSNBC, and I do watch it. You're right. I watch it so that you don't have to. And it's okay. You are more than welcome. She's asked about the lack of an endorsement from the Teamsters Union. First time ever the Teamsters Union has not endorsed the Democrat running for president. Cut number three.
Steelworkers matter in this country. Yeah. Unions matter.
Yes.
In 2016, Donald Trump connected with unions. He saw them. There was an emotional connection. But what he didn't do was deliver policy. In the last 4 years, we have seen huge wins in this country for unions. But not all unions have gotten behind you. I want to understand, when the Teamsters decided not to endorse you, what was their reasoning? What are they looking for?
Well, let me go back to our just previous conversation. I'm very proud to have the endorsement of the steelworkers and almost every other major union in America, because I stand by workers, and I stand by the importance of being able to join a union and to understand the benefit and the value of unions. And I understand the importance of investing in new industries and working actively with the private sector to grow our economy.
But I'm asking because there's this idea, we want something more from her. What is it?
Well, here's the thing, that back to your point about previous election cycles, Donald Trump made a whole lot of promises that he did not meet, and one would argue broke. Look at Lordstown.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
He said he was going to...
Don't sell your homes.
Yeah, don't sell your homes. And what happened? It shut down. Outsourcing under Donald
Trump. Can I just pop in for a second here? I mean, far be it for me to not be paying rapt attention to these two brain surgeons, but Madam Vice President, she asked, what about the Teamsters telling you to take a freaking hike? Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it amounted to. They said, you stink.
Reminding people of fact. Uh-huh. Regardless of what somebody says in a small rally somewhere.
Small! Stop! All right, now look, we all know that she does that to poke at Donald Trump. And this is one of those areas where President Trump can't let her get under his skin. But she says small rallies. His rallies are packed with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. People literally in lines that are miles long waiting for hours. She couldn't get 300 students to show up at Carnegie Mellon University. I digress. Are we done with her? Yes. All right, now I got one more piece of her. I'm sorry, but you got to hear it. No. Take a listen, if you would, please, to cut number 4.
But a serious problem over the last few years has been inflation. Luckily, it's cooling, but prices are still high.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You've said you want to take this on by going after those who engage in price gouging.
Yeah.
But as somebody who supports free markets, who's a capitalist, how do you go after price gouging without implementing price controls? Because once we get in this zone, people start to get worried and they say, I don't know what she stands for.
So just to be very frank, I am never going to apologize for going after companies and corporations that take advantage of the desperation of the American people. And as Attorney General, I saw this happen. In the midst of an emergency, whether it be an extreme weather event or even the pandemic, we saw it, where those few companies, not the majority, not most, but those few companies that would take advantage of the desperation of people and jack up prices. Yeah, I'm going to go after them. Yes, I'm going to go after them. And that is part of a much more comprehensive plan on what we can do to bring down the cost of living, including housing, including the everyday needs of the American people.
But do you have an actual freaking plan, or are you just going to tell me how there was price gauging? Remember, that's what she called it for, is price gauging. Now, when she talked about companies engaging in price gauging, she was actually telling the truth. Now, I realize it was inadvertent, but she was telling the truth. Companies gauge prices all the time. You gauge the value of a product, you gauge the demand for that product, and then you set the price. Now she's given this opportunity, and she's asked flat out, look, I got to give it to this Stephanie Ruhle for actually asking a sort of question. I didn't expect much from her, and believe me, I wasn't disappointed. But it was almost a question. Inflation is hitting everybody. And the vice president goes, oh, yeah, you know, like I'm upset about that. You caused it, madam. These are your policies that have done this. The average across the board, if we take in all of the things that have happened, the average person has seen inflation in the rate of 19.7%. So unless you got a pay increase of 19.7%, you have taken a pay cut. That's the reality of it. Have you gotten a 19.7% pay increase? If you have, then you work for a wonderful boss and company, and you should stay there. If you did not, then, well, you didn't. But 19.7% is what you needed to see as an increase in your salary to keep up with inflation these past 4 years. She's the cause of this. She has no idea what causes inflation. She said high prices cause inflation. She has it bass-ackwards. Inflation causes high prices. You are disincentivizing people to work. You are disincentivizing companies to produce products. And you are flooding the free market with money that, frankly, if we were going to look at it realistically, people would be blowing their noses and wiping their tushes with, because it's not worth anything at this point, is it? You're just throwing trillions of dollars out there. Now, you've got a plan to help 20 million illegal aliens you've brought into the country, but you do not have a plan to help somebody in Hanover County or in Chesterfield County or in Henrico County who's just trying to pay the freaking bills. Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed is going to be here, 6 a.m. Has John announced if he's running for lieutenant governor? Now, I was out of town for like 2 days, and I didn't get a chance to listen. So, I don't know, maybe tomorrow is the day that he will announce. All right, there we go. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.